While most of us are focused on the news here on Earth, NPR blogger and astrophysicist Adam Frank is looking at the sky. He says there are remarkable things happening with our search for aliens, or what scientists like Adam call our search for extraterrestrial intelligence, SETI.
To understand the news out of SETI, let's start with an amazing object known as the WTF star. That's short for Where's the Flux? Astronomers found the WTF star by accident in their search for exoplanets using the Kepler Space Telescope. Exoplanets are worlds orbiting distant stars, and until about 20 years ago, no one even knew if they existed. An exoplanet will show itself in the Kepler data when it passes between us and its own sun. They make nice, regular dips in the star's brightness once every orbit. But the WTF star? Well, that was anything but regular. It dimmed and it brightened in ways no one had ever seen before. It was crazy weird. Now, most likely, this crazy weirdness has a natural explanation. You know, something like comets passing between the star and us. But the WTF star was so weird, some astronomers were willing to consider non-natural explanations, like huge machines orbiting the star as satellites. These astronomers even did the hard work of calculating the properties an orbiting artificial structure would need to make the WTF star appear so abnormal. Now, when the media caught wind of this, they and the public went bonkers. It made news everywhere. CNN's headline was typical: Discovery of Strange Star Could Mean Alien Life. Maybe a story with the term alien megastructures even crossed your Facebook feed. Now, let's be clear. It's overwhelmingly probable that the WTF star is not, I repeat, not, orbited by an alien megastructure. Still, the discovery of the WTF star's weirdness and the public's reaction show us that we may be entering a new era when it comes to thinking about intelligent life in the universe. See, because of Kepler, we now know that each star in the sky has its own planets, just like our sun. That, in itself, is new. It's an epic-making discovery. And it means that we're going to be spending a lot of time from now on staring hard at all those planets, doing all the hard science needed to understand them and their possibilities for life. But it also means there are bound to be surprises, and we'll need to be prepared for them. One of those surprises might even, maybe, possibly have something to do with other civilizations. So when you put it all together, it's probably time for us to get past that giggle factor when thinking about life, including intelligent life on other worlds. And that brings us to another bit of SETI news. A year or so ago, the privately funded Breakthrough Initiative, with Stephen Hawking on the board, gave $100 million for doing serious, sober SETI science. That is really good news, because the bottom line is things really are changing in our study of planets and life of all kinds. So please, be patient. Real science is slow and steady. Doing it right will take our time, it will take our dedication, it will take our keenest skepticism and our sharpest intelligence. That's what it takes to answer one of humanity's oldest questions. Do other civilizations, like our own, exist on other worlds?
NPR blogger and astrophysicist Adam Frank.